I hope everyone had a chance to catch their breaths after a wild bottom of the third inning. Hyannis scoring two runs, some crazy base running. And here we are in the top of the fourth inning. Josh Walker back to work, and the first pitch is cut on and missed from Billy Ferreter for strike one.
Something you don't see very often as well is the way the last inning ended. Blake Austin, one hopping back to Hagen.
As a pitch to Ferreter, beautiful breaking ball, but it misses inside 1-1.
Hagen, usually you'd run towards first, underhand it. He took it all the way to first base.
1-1, grounded third base side, foul. 1-2 now on Ferreter.
Then somewhat emphatically spiked the ball on the ground. Clearly frustrated, someone call it a power move.
Hagen giving up the two runs. Brett Michael Duran, and we've talked about it time and time again this season. This first will have a 1-2 pitch. Ferreter just outside, and it counts even at 2-2. Talked about Duran and all the things he brings to the table and how he's been involved in so many wacky plays throughout the course of this summer. Right there, one of the weirdest is the 2-2 is spoiled foul. As Ferreter continues to battle leading off the top of the fourth inning, alertly saw no one was covering the plate, scampered all the way home. Brand new ball game. 2-2, Ferreter pops it up, foul territory. Zebedis will give it a look, but that's all he can do. As it drifts amongst the fans, battle will continue.
We've talked a lot about this in our previous broadcast, just the will to want to stay on the Cape and play, and you have to credit the Harbor Hawks. If there are really any doubts, they have to be lifted, as they easily could have folded going down.
2-2. Line drive right center. It's going to get down. Zutenhorst tries to cut it off, does so. And a nice play by the Hyannis center fielder to hold Billy Ferreter to a single. Ferreter is now 2-for-2.
Billy Ferreter does possess great speed over at first.
Batter will now be Eric Yavarone, who right now has the biggest hit for Falmouth. A two-run triple back in the second inning.
To continue what I was saying, and just very gritty play for Hyannis. Duran with some fantastic base running. I mean, Mitchell Garver, a guy who is banged up with two big base hits. As you mentioned, a couple of unique plays he was involved with.
Righty hitting Yavarone. First pitch to him is down and in for ball one. Harbor Hawks defensively. We do see the third baseman, Pat Fortunato, starting to creep in. About even with the bag. Thinking a potential bunt is Yavarone. Swing, ground ball to the shortstop. Takes a tough hop. Trinquan stays with it. Throws on to first for a very nice athletic play by Brandon Trinquan. Retires Yavarone. Ferreter now on at second.
We'll have to see how that plays out in this inning. As looks like Trinquan was going to come on, make that play, go to second. I don't know if he would have had the double play. The high hop, great reflexes by him just to make the adjustment and the catch. Only play was to first base, so it does work as a bunt as it advances the runner over with one out.
So the Commodores, the runner in scoring position, one down, top of the fourth inning of a 3-3 game. Josh Walker, his third start with Hyannis. Scoreless first and third inning, sandwich in between there, a three-run second. Turgeon picked up a sacrifice fly to score Yavarone in that second inning. Swings at the first pitch here. Tough hop. Zebedis stays with it, but no. Safe at first base will be Casey Turgeon on the E3 from Zebedis. And advancing over to third is Ferreter. So once again, the Commodores, big-time scoring threat. Runners on the corners with just one down. Back to the top of the order, the left fielder, Cody Blanchard.
And that's really just kind of been the story lately for Hyannis. Routine ground balls being botched. I kind of thought off the bat that was going to be tough, as it was a slow bounding ball, taking probably three or four hops before it got to Brad Zebedis.
Cody Blanchard, he's the batter. He takes the first pitch off the outside corner for ball one.
Brad Zebedis doing the right thing as a first baseman, squaring up and knocking it down. He then botched the pickup as he did have time, maybe not noticing how much time he did have. Botched picking it up, kicked it away from himself. Billy Ferreter around third, thought about going. He ended up holding up and retreating.
Number of odd plays so far throughout the course of this contest. We're only in the top of the fourth inning, so we're going to have ourselves a brief delay. The pitching coach for Hyannis, Dan Wellig, with his arm on the backside, right below the number 8 on Josh Walker's uniform, trying to calm him down. understanding that Walker did make a clutch pitch in that situation, but of course, the defensive miscue by the Hyannis first baseman Brad Zebedis allows a threat for Falmouth as we're starting to see some throwing in the Harbor Hawk bullpen.
It's either one of two guys, Carson Cross or Eric Eck.
Looks like it's Eck as he went to retrieve the baseball, and I saw a number 36. Eck, the newest Hyannis Harbor Hawk, who did play in the Bourne Ultimatum, the contest back on Thursday, won 13-1 by the Braves. 1-0 is off the outside corner once again, 2-0 to Cody Blanchard. Just learned by our assistant general manager, John Cabral. 20th birthday yesterday for Eric Eck. There's the 2-0 pitch. Blanchard swinging a ground ball, third base, and Fortunato is going to try to throw the second for one. Back to first, not in time. And coming in to score is Ferreter. Commodores regain their lead 4-3.
And everything has been done right for Josh Walker. He got another ground ball. This one really hit too slow to turn two. That run unearned.
Will be an RBI for Cody Blanchard as he is now safe at first. Wondered if Fortunato would think about throwing home. Waited for the baseball to get him. Wasn't hit too firmly. So he understood that his only chance to not let that run score is to try to turn two. Valiant attempt by Duran at second. This is the first pitch to Austin Anderson off the outside edge for ball one. Duran doing all he could, but Blanchard, the leadoff hitter for the Commodores, just too speedy.
Also, Billy Ferreter at third base is a speedster.
As the 1-0 pitch taken away, 2-0.
So would have taken a perfect throw by Pat.
Austin Anderson, nothing for two up to this point. Skied out to center in the first, grounded to second in the second. 2-0. Backs away as the pitch misses inside, three balls and no strike. The dangerous Drew Doesch, best hitter in this Falmouth lineup, waits on deck.
A little league news, really not relevant to tonight's game.
As the 3-0 pitch is outside, ball four. Anderson checking back with the home plate umpire, Harry Greer. But Greer said it was away, and he's going to trot on down to first base.
Philip Irvin of Harwich Mariners, he hit his 11th home run, a 3-run. That now puts the team total to 62.
As yesterday, involved in some of the history-making is Eric Jagielo, third baseman for those Harwich Mariners. Get into that after this pitch. It's to Drew Doesch, and it's downstairs for ball one. Jagielo, home run in the first inning as part of the doubleheader Harwich played in. The 9-0 game one victory. That tied the all-time record 1981 Orleans team that hit 59 round-trippers. The 1-0 pitch is fouled straight back, out of play, evened at 1-1. And then Jagielo, not even close to being done in the second game of the double dip, which actually ended in an 8-8 tie to Chatham. Jagielo hit two out of the ballpark to break the record. As a Harwich Mariner is the first team in Cape League history as a team to hit over 60 home runs. 1-1 in the dirt, and an incredible stop by Blake Austin. Keeps the baseball in front of him, but a 2-1 count to Doesch.
Yeah, and you really have to circle this at bat right now. Is if Hyannis can escape here with only one run, the way they're hitting the ball right now, you don't have to be too afraid. But Doesch, the power hitter, could change this game wide open with one swing.
Critical juncture in the ballgame. 2-1 pitch. A high chopper. First baseman Zebedis Fields goes to the bag, and the inning will come to a close. Commodores do regain the lead on a fielder's choice. Run batted in from Cody Blanchard. So we'll go to the last of the fourth. It's the Commodores 4. Hyannis Harbor Hawks 3 here on the Cape Cod Baseball League Network. Seesaw back and forth affair will enter the last of the fourth inning. Harbor Hawks down by a run as they will have 6-7-8 in their lineup. Zutenhorst, Fortunato, and Shock. His back to work is Sean Hagen. First pitch misses down and in for ball one. Zutenhorst grounding out to the second baseman Turgeon in his first plate appearance, leading off the second inning. As Hagen winds, deals, it's off the outer corner. Now 2-0 on Zutenhorst. 2-0 pitch. Zutenhorst grounding it foul. The count goes to two balls and one strike. Commodores 4 runs on 6 hits, no errors. Hyannis 3 runs, 5 hits. We saw the Zebedis defensive miscue last inning. Sean Hagan rocks and fires. 2-1 pitch is sliced foul, and it's going to go amongst the trees out of play to push the count to 2-2. Case you're just joining us, Bourne Braves losing both games of a doubleheader, as Hyannis currently trails Bourne by a half a game for that final playoff spot. 2-2 pitch, swing, ground ball, just foul, as fielding it outside the chalk, Jonathan McGibbon. So the count will hold at 2-2.
A good at-bat brewing here for Zutenhorst.
Zutenhorst from the University of Iowa, .244 batting average, no home runs, 8 runs batted in. Nearly hit his first round tripper of the season yesterday as part of the 9-0 win against Brewster. 2-2 pitch blown right by the bat of Zutenhorst, a Sean Hagan fastball, as Hagan retires Zutenhorst via the K.
Credit Hagan right there as he fell behind in the count 2-0. He went 2-0 changeup and kept coming into the fastball and finally got Zutenhorst a little bit off the plate.
Third punch out for Hagan, as the batter will now be Pat Fortunato. Shows bunt, pops it up, as it's going to land foul. So Fortunato will have to go back to home plate, now down in the count, 0-1.
We've seen that before from Pat Fortunato. Actually, in his first ball game, he collected a base hit on a bunt.
Fortunato a double yesterday, as we talked about, came out scorching, 5 for his first 6 on the Cape. Since then, he's just a total of 7 for 26. You can now make that 27 as he struck out back in the second inning. Hagan's 0-1 offering, and look out as Fortunato's going to dive out of the way. The count 1-1.
Second time tonight, Pat Fortunato has almost been hit by a Hagan fastball.
Hagan into the line is the 1-1 pitch. Fortunato grounder, takes a tough hop, skips into left field. As Fortunato will round first, go back to the bag. A base hit for Fortunato is the ruling. Third baseman Drew Doche eaten up by the baseball. And Hyannis has a man aboard with one down.
Drew Doche seemed lined up to make that play, skipping off a pebble or something, going over his head. Nothing the third baseman can really do about that.
Jeff Schock, the left-handed hitting freshman right fielder, University of Alabama, Birmingham. 0-1 with a ground out to second base. Fortunato, moderate lead over at first. Hagan sets. Now comes home, and it's right down the middle for strike one. Schock entering tonight's contest, a .200 batting average. No home runs, 6 runs batted in. 0-1. Hagan sets. He looks over at first base. Now delivers, and it's upstairs 1-1. Harbor Hawks, sixth time they are playing the Falmouth Commodores this season, as all West Division opponents play the West 6 times in the summer. So far, the Commodores have won 3 of the first 5. This one grounded, second baseman Fields Turgeon throws to short for one. Back to first, beautifully turned. A double play, 4-6-3, Turgeon to Anderson to McGibbon to put a lid on the bottom of the 4th inning. Harbor Hawks get a runner on, but erased by the double play off the bat of Jeff Schock. So we'll go to the top of the 5th inning here at McKeon Park. Commodore still clinging to a 1-run lead.